First of all, I'd like to thank the UCLA Downtown Labor Center and Kent Wong for graciously hosting this and putting this together in very short notice. And Jerry Acosta, whom many of you may know, he's the deputy director of the Western Region of the AFL-CIO. And I'm sure it's going to emerge in this discussion. I already see some of you with a pamphlet at the back raising some of the concerns about the relationship with the AFL-CIO and the opposition to President Chavez and the coup in particular, and that is bound to come up, I'm sure, in the discussion. So I really want to thank Jerry for being accountable and talking to all the people that he needed to talk to and pull the strings that he needed to pull and really to get on board as the Western region of the AFL-CIO and also the Los Angeles County Federation of Labor. But on to Sharmini Perez. We have been in touch and learning a bit more about Sharmini's very important work in the Presidential Palace, where she is the International Relations Advisor to President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. She works out of Miraflores and advises the President on foreign policy. So I'm very, very delighted to introduce to you Sharmini Perez.
Great pleasure to be here, and I certainly have to begin with thanking Global Women's Strike for organizing this meeting and also to thank the UCLA Labor Center and, of course, the AFL-CIO and Mr. Acosta for being here. I'm going to begin by locating myself because this is an interesting story. I'm not Venezuelan. And it's an interesting story how I wound up in Venezuela. I was actually, for 15, 20 years, I've been working in the area of human rights, including labor rights, women's rights, anti-racism work internationally. I'm originally from Sri Lanka, and I've been doing a lot of international work. I was a journalist for Frontline India, and I was working on a series which was titled Latin America in Revolt Against the U.S. Empire. And in the process, I was going around interviewing various social movement leaders and political leaders in Latin America for this series I was doing way across on the other side of the world for Frontline India, which is one of the most progressive left-wing journals, the most widely circulated in India itself and in Asia, but a progressive journal nonetheless. And in the process, I went to interview President Hugo Chavez. He's, of course, much in demand around the world at this moment for interviews in terms of journalists. So I waited around for a couple of weeks waiting for him to finally give me an interview. And one very interesting day, last February, when it was a very heated climate in Caracas, where there was an opposition demonstration being planned and a Chavista demonstration being planned at the same time. And it was tense because the time before that, when it happened, it was really during the 2002 coup d'etat on April 11th. So it was a very tense situation. And that very day, the climate was so bad that the president decided to call an international press conference and have all of the journalists come in just to calm the situation down and also to draw international attention to what was going on. So on that particular day, I also got my interview with the president, which led to this situation I'm in now, which is working for him. Yes, it turned out to be a job interview. I thought I was interviewing him, and he was interviewing me. So here I am. So for the last 14 months or more, I've been working for President Chavez. The reason I was doing this series for Frontline India is because I was following the trend of the U.S. empire. Since Latin America was the first laboratory of the U.S. empire, where globalization and neoliberal policies of the world was being experimented, our hunch in Asia was the first revolt against this was actually going to come from Latin America. And in 1987, the Caracaso in Venezuela, which some of you might know about, it was where the government of the day was introducing structural adjustment and World Bank and IMF policies. And tons of people, the poor was really out of work, factories were closing, and there was a mass demonstration of the poor About 20,000 of them descended from the barrios into the streets of Caracas. There was massive protests against neoliberalism, structural adjustment policies of the government. And it's famously called the Caracazo, and it's really the first anti-globalization demonstration of that proportion in the world. Because that was before the uprisings in Chiapas, it was before a lot of the other anti-globalization action. It is the first one that we know of that was clearly articulating a resistance to neoliberal policies, the US empire, and globalization strategies in the world. So this was very interesting to us, and we were following this trend when I ended up in Venezuela. And why I am there is because I still believe that what is happening in Latin America in general and what is happening in Venezuela in particular is a world-class example of how we can challenge and counter the global trends we are seeing. And what we saw in Seattle, in Genova, in Quebec City, these protests grew out of some of what was coming out of Latin America and continues to do so through Organization of the World Social Forum, various other things. And another thing is in Latin America, in the next year, there's going to be 9 elections. And all of these elections may be electing, at least if we are to believe the polls and the indicators, may be electing left-wing governments. So, in one form or another. And of course, President Hugo Chavez's policies will stand up as an example. And if it can succeed, it will be an example that other countries can rely on, saying that they can do something different than what the U.S. empire, U.S. companies, and the World Bank and the IMF are trying to dictate to them. So the survival of Venezuela, its process, its revolutionary goals, becomes pivotal, becomes so important for the rest of the world, for Latin America and for the rest of the world. So that is why I'm there in Venezuela, being a non-Venezuelan, because it's utterly important for the rest of the world. Now, what is unique about the U.S. empire? It's that the United States of America is the only colony in the world that became an empire itself. And the expansion of the U.S. empire around the world is something for us to really contend.